Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now, on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
Great Tuesday morning to you at 7:06 on O'Connor and Company. Thank you for starting your day with us. I'm Larry O'Connor with Julie Gunlock. You look very glamorous today,
Julie.
Thank
you.
Gorgeous chick. Coming up at 7:35, Christine O'Donnell running. She ran for U.S. Senate. Wouldn't it be great if she was running again? I love Christine O'Donnell. She is now a Florida resident, and she felt firsthand the devastation of Hurricane Ian, so we'll talk to her. 8:05, Cash Patel is going to join us. And then at 8:35, Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller. That's coming up. But first,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud to come here in this amazing country. I mean, where else can a Vietnamese refugee come here, grow up in West Africa, and come back here, go to one of the top high schools in the country, Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, go to United States Naval Academy, get a master's degree in physics at Naval Postgraduate School, go to Harvard, MIT. Where else but America? I'm going to be out there every day listening to you, whether you agree with me or not. I'm going to be there. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Hong Cao, and I'm your next congressman. Thank you.
You can hear the excitement in that room. We played much of this audio for you yesterday. This was the debate between Hong Cao, the Republican nominee in the 10th Congressional District of Virginia, versus the incumbent Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton. And Hong Cao joins us now. Hong, boy, talk about a campaign coming into its own. That was quite a debate. Thank you for joining us.
No, thank you, Larry, and thank you, Julie. Now, first of all, before we start off, I did solve the Nord Stream mystery. It was Hunter in the library with a candlestick.
Well, hold on a minute. Hold on, Cal. You're EOD. For all we know, you could have done it.
Yeah, exactly.
You were trained to hold your breath down there.
You're right, but I was busy on the campaign trail.
There you go. You got it. Listen, I'm so glad that you're joining us, and I'm glad to see the NRCC is jumping on board. They're definitely supporting you. They identified you as one of the races that they are focusing a lot of attention on. What is your focus right now? We are four weeks away? What's the math here?
We are 35 days away.
All right. What's your focus right now?
Well, we've got to get out there and get all the voters out there. I mean, the energy is huge. But here's the deal. She had $3.7 million in the bank last quarter. She put $3.5 into ads.
Wow.
What does that tell you?
Wow.
It means that they're scared. They know we have them on the ropes, and they're going out. It's maybe a day late and dollar short, but they're putting all their eggs in one basket into these ads.
Yeah, and it's one of those carpet bombing things. That's what they do.
Yeah, really. Exactly. You know, honestly, it's so hard to choose what to talk to you about because you had so many great moments in that debate. But I want to highlight that she called you an extremist, and you went after her for that. You were pretty aggressive, and I was so glad to see it. Tell us what you said to her and sort of describe the moment.
Well, I had the mailers that she sent out to everybody, and everything said extremist, extremist, extremist. So I held it up for the crowd. And this is a mosque, mind you. So I held it up for the crowd, and I said, extremist. This is the term we use for terrorists. Who here has been called an extremist? Mm. I just let the crowd think about that. And she doubled down. She's like, he's an extremist because of his views. I'm like, well, I'm an extremist in your eyes because I don't agree with your views. Mm. But, you know, and this is all precipitated by the President of the United States, who thinks that anybody who didn't agree with him and didn't vote for him is a threat to democracy.
Well, and also talk about extremists and not reading the room. She went on and talking about her abortion stance, which is to keep it legal and up to a woman to decide right up until the moment of birth, which is radically extreme. There's only, I think, three other countries, including North Korea and China, that have policies like that on the planet. She said, "Hey, the majority of Americans agree with me." And the crowd openly booed her at that moment, Hong Cao. That was pretty telling, I think.
No, absolutely. They did not agree with that. I mean, most Americans don't agree with you know, abortion up to the moment of birth. Mm-hmm. And also, I didn't know what room I was walking into. I mean, two of the moderators had already publicly endorsed her. the organizer
really
had run for Prince William County supervisor. She endorsed him. So I was walking to the lines then with wearing a pork chop jacket, you know?
Well, you know, the other thing I really appreciated is you just got to the point, right? She was filled. She had these sort of word salad answers. And on the trans issue, you were very decisive.
Oh, in fact, let's remind everybody, because it's true. Jennifer Weston went for over a minute. Just gobbledygook. You could not figure out. She was claiming that high school sports wasn't really competitive anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and, you know, for collegiate, she said in collegiate sports, you know, at the NAACP, then we might want to draw the line for men competing with women. Here's Hung Cao's answer.
Hey, I'm going to be short, sweet, and to the point, like me. But, no. Look, biological men do not belong in women's prisons, women's shelters, or women's sports. That's all.
That's all. That's I love all. It. That's all.
It's not that complicated, Hung Cao.
No, it's not. And I don't know why they keep doubling down on this. I mean, I have three daughters, and I want them to have a chance in life and to compete. And everything that they're doing to overturn Title IX is taking them back 50 years.
Yeah. Can I ask you, because, I've been watching you since the primaries. I don't take sides during primaries. I moderated one of the debates out there. I've watched your campaign from the beginning. You were here when you announced, I think, or right after you announced your candidacy. You talk about the issues. You focus on national security. You focus on veterans' issues. You focus on the economy. You focus on the schools. This is the first time at this debate I saw you speak so much about your personal history, about your family, about your service, about who you are. Expand on that, because I think, frankly, that's an incredibly important part of this campaign when you measure the man, as it were, between Hung Cao and Jennifer Wexton. I use man as a human, of course. Just take a measure of these two individuals. Your story is remarkable, and I want you to take a, now that you appear to be a little more comfortable talking about it, I'd like you to take this opportunity to do so.
No, thank you so much. I mean, with a diverse district like the 10th district, where with 45% minorities, 25% of which are immigrants, they all came here like me for the opportunity. America gives you this ladder opportunity. You have to climb up yourself. And I grabbed onto all those opportunities. I mean, I was educated. I have a couple, master's degrees. I have some patents, but I paid back everything in full. And I think that's what every American wants, is just the chance. We don't want handouts. We want just the chance to be called Americans.
Well, and it resonates, I think, with these Virginians who are either first generation or second generation immigrants, because whenever I talk to a legal immigrant, whenever I talk to somebody who went through the process to do it the right way and come to this country, and I say, you know, well why did you want to be an American? And yes, everyone talks about opportunity, but people always assume that that means money. It means about getting a job and making money. And they talk about, no, I just want the opportunity to have the freedom and liberty that this country provides so that I can live my life free. And that's so different than Jennifer Wexton and her party, because they pretend like they know better, and they want to tell all of these Virginians in the 10th district that they know better and they should live their life according to Nancy Pelosi's plan.
That's exactly right. I mean, what did Ronald Reagan say? The 10 scariest words is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
That's right.
Yes. Well, and, you know, the 10th is very diverse. You know, we really have Northern Virginia in general is a very diverse community. Mm. And I think what you said and who you are really resonates with people. Your story is incredibly emotional to hear about and to hear what this. And I think the thing that resonated most with me is this pro-American message that you always drive home, that you love this country for what it gave to you and the potential that it gives other people. The dream, the American dream, is still alive and well. And I think that's a really important message in these times where we hear an awful lot of bad things about America.
No, you're absolutely right, Julie. I mean, people are beating down doors to come to this country. They're not doing that in China and Russia. They're not doing that for a reason, because there is no freedom over there. There's no liberty. You can't just do whatever you want over there. In America, anybody can come to America and be an American. That's what Ronald Reagan said also. And I truly believe that.
HungCaoForCongress.com is the website. And two quick questions here. First one, what do you need right now in these final 5 weeks? What do you need most?
So obviously we need everybody to turn out and vote. You can't just sit back and say, well, you know, it's kind of rainy outside. Get out there and vote. Mm. Bring some friends. And really, I mean, you know, they're raising a lot of money. She's got a lot of Pelosi money and, you know, from the Pelosi PACs, from the Soros PACs. And so, you know, if Americans can pitch in, again, like you said, go to hometownforcongress.com. Just pitch in $5, $10. I know times are hard for all of us, but this is an investment in your future.
Great. And finally, how's April doing? She all right?
Oh, she's doing great. She's a fabulous EMT. She's also my big driving force behind this campaign.
And she's trying to keep that crew of yours in line, five beautiful children, while also being a candidate's wife. She didn't sign up for this. She just wanted to marry a Navy officer.
She says that it's no different than being in the Navy. I mean, I was always out there talking to the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines that I led.
Yeah. I guess that's true. She married a guy who, you know, dives under the water and defuses bombs.
Leave the Nord Stream alone, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
You could just leave that alone.
All right, hung out.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man. Have fun out there, and we'll talk to you again before Election Day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
It is 7:16.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.